Our first articles today are especially dedicated to men who want to improve their sexual vitality and learn ancient Taoist techniques for testicular breathing, which help to improve, control, and refine the energy in this area. Next, we unveil the tantric vision of the orgasm as a state of expanded consciousness in which the limits of the mind are abolished and the consciousness plunges into the abyss of a beatific void. In today's meditation, we will experience a state of orgasm simultaneously felt on Manipura and Vishuddha chakra. Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company. Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Testicular Breathing, Part 1. If the man has a sexual relationship with a woman and his seed is preserved, his vital essence is strengthened. If he succeeds this a second time, his sight and hearing improve. The third time, all his physical disorders disappear. The fourth time, he will begin to perceive inner peace. The fifth time, his blood circulates with great strength. The sixth time he achieves sexual mastery, and the seventh time his thighs and buttocks will become firm. The eighth time his whole body will radiate excellent health. The ninth time his lifespan will increase. This is taken from Principles of Taoist Wisdom by Emperor Tang. In this article, we introduce you to some excellent exercises for the pelvic floor, which are meant to reconstruct the circular muscles around the urogenital area and anus, thus eliminating sexual weaknesses and increasing the ability to control the erection. By practicing these exercises carefully, you will be more prepared to learn about seminal retention during lovemaking. Unfortunately, people no longer practice such exercises in our contemporary, hectic, fast-moving world. Except for the sexual act, there are very few exercises that actually strengthen the most important pelvic muscles. In the following description, we will introduce a certain exercise designed for your pelvic floor, which acts upon the reproductive organs and the complex network of tendons that surround them. Before we begin, let us make a note on the extreme importance of a strong, toned pelvic floor muscle, as it represents the very root of a man's health. The pelvis is the location of numerous nervous endings, arteries, and veins. The intricate web of channels communicating with the rest of the body concludes here in the pelvis. The great majority of acupuncture meridians, or nadis, as they are called in yogic terminology, that carry the energy through the vital organs, start from this area. If this area is not toned, if the energy cannot circulate properly in this area, it will be dissipated and the organs and the mind will suffer. This is a common situation for older men, whose pelvic and rectal muscles become flaccid and allow the energy to flow out of their bodies. It is also important to note that at the root of the penile force lies seminal retention. Without this retention, you may not achieve the results we mentioned above, even if you practice these exercises. In time, losing your semen leads to impotence and decay. No man, regardless of his physical condition, may ejaculate frequently without having to pay a very big price afterwards. The testicular breathing exercises ensure the massage and the stimulation of the pelvic area. The vital energy is drawn back towards the testicles, which it fills with tremendous vitality. If you combine these exercises with the Great Ascension, presented in another article, you will be able to create a flow of energy through your body. Only after this flow is steady and uninterrupted will you be able to begin the process of refining the sexual energy to higher channels of your being until you reach samadhi and even the revelation of the Supreme Self, Atman. Testicular breathing, part 2. The pelvic diaphragm and the urogenital diaphragm. Our organism has several diaphragms. The most well-known of all is the thorax diaphragm, which makes breathing possible. And the less known are the pelvic diaphragm and the urogenital diaphragm. Nonetheless, if you desire to get results from practicing sexual continence, you have to make sure you use all the other two diaphragms. The pelvic diaphragm is a muscular wall extended in the inferior part of the trunk. It is suspended between the pubic symphysis in the front and the sacrum bone in the back, and it is funnel-shaped. This diaphragm consists of the following muscles: Lavator ani and coccygeus. In fact, the pelvic diaphragm forms the pelvic floor cavity, which contains the intestines, bladder, and kidneys. It sustains and comprises all these vital organs. It is pierced by the anal canal and urethra in both sexes and by the vagina in the case of women. Deep breathing begins from the pelvic diaphragm, an important detail to note in the circulation of the energy during lovemaking, as well as in other situations involving the sublimation of the energy. In the perineum, in the middle distance between the anus and the sexual organs, there is another muscular diaphragm named the urogenital diaphragm. The urogenital diaphragm lies inferior to the pelvic diaphragm in the anterior portion of the pelvic outlet. This is a triangular sheet of striated muscle bridging the subpubic arch. The posterior edge is called the deep transverse perinei muscle, and the major anterior portion is the sphincter of the urethra. The fasciae of this diaphragm is particularly thick on the inferior, external surface and is called the perineal membrane. The urogenital diaphragm closes the gap between the anterior edges of the two lavator ani muscles. Inferiorly, it gives attachment and support to the clitoris or penis. These two diaphragms are the inferior gates or openings or entrances, if you will, that retain the vital energy in order to redistribute it to the superior chakras. If the inferior gates are closed, the energy can build up at this level, bringing vitality to the organs and determining the energy to take an ascendant course. The scrotum pumps cold sexual energy on an ascendant course. The scrotum is the sac that holds the testes or testicles. It hangs down from the body in order to keep the testicles slightly cooler than the rest of the body. The testes need this slightly decreased temperature in order to make sperm. Without the scrotum, the temperature in the testes would rise a few degrees and the sperm production would stop. In the normal male, the scrotum shrinks when he is cold, holding the testes closer to the body to keep them warm. When the male is warm, the walls of the scrotum relax and the testicles fall away from the body, lowering the temperature of the testicles. The Taoists consider the scrotum as a diaphragm functioning like a pump. The scrotum is firm during youth and after a refreshing sleep, and it is somewhat flaccid during old age and after tiring effort. A flow of vital energy directed mentally to the scrotum brings back its firmness and elasticity. The scrotum is also considered the deposit of yin energy, the cold vital energy. As the whole sexual energy, be it of a man or of a woman, is yin when latent or repulsed. A tantric vision on the orgasm. About the orgasm. A great secret in practicing sexual continence is to learn the mechanisms of the orgasm. There are both men and women so skillful in the art of love with sexual continence that they can experience at will orgasmic states and even induce these ineffable states in others, even without physical contact. Sexologists define the orgasm in a non-poetic manner. They say that the orgasm is a trance accompanied by the loss of contact with reality. In Tantra, the orgasm is a beneficial state of expanded consciousness in which the usual limits of the being are spontaneously dropped. The limits of the mind are abolished and the subject plunges into the abyss of the beatific void. When one experiences an orgasm, he or she discovers, with amazement, the abandonment of him or herself in the face of ecstatic experiences, the abnegation, the death of the ego, the dissolution of time and space, the bursting into a state of unity of the contraries. All these effects make the state of orgasm identical with the state of spiritual bliss. For this very reason in Tantra, the state of spiritual illumination is also named the cosmic orgasm. So do not mix up the orgasm with simple pleasure or sexual satisfaction. What is Tantra? Even though lately a lot is spoken and written about Tantra, just a few really know what it means. Tantra is an oriental spiritual system whose main purpose is the unification of dualities at the level of the human being. In Tantra, the man and the woman are seen as expressions or reflections of the two most fundamental macrocosmic energies represented by Shiva, the male principle, and Shakti, the female principle, in any form they appear. The balanced union of the two opposite poles, the female one, yin, negative, and the male one, yang, positive, in the end leads to liberation of the mind and body, a liberation from presupposed endless cycle of unconscious rebirth, and ultimately to the deification of the human being. The man and the woman potentially include in their beings the possibilities of the entire world and its experiences. When they are in fusion, these possibilities reveal themselves in a new, harmonious way and produce an ineffable unity, a state which, at its basis, is the entire creation. Tantra can reunify a schism produced a long time ago in the Western society between sex and spirituality. In no other place can you meet such harmony between sex and spirituality. Tantra is a way of spiritual evolution, the love fusion integrated as a sacred act, whose only purpose is to drive us closer to the Supreme Absolute, God. In order to facilitate such a fusion at all levels of the human being, Tantra uses a variety of psychological and physiological devotional and spiritual techniques. We aim to present the most representative and efficient techniques. Tantra in no way contradicts the Christian religion, and for this reason it can offer the modern and over-challenged man an accessible way to improve his life, to be happier, to make peace with himself and with others, to experience erotic fusion more profoundly, more intensely, and for a more prolonged length of time. Tantra, or the cult of ecstasy, is a spiritual path based on the mystic experience of the play, than on the rigid dogmas, as it could be wrongly thought. In Tantra, the erotic act becomes sacred, being a veritable cult, an adoration. It is a life gift. The tantric art, the lyrics and the rituals glorify the erotic act. Tantric adepts proclaim life entirely and learn to discover the divine spark in each human being. They use all their senses, mind and the spirit to reach the summits of mystical experiences. Tantra offers a totally different vision of the illumination and transcendency than all other branches of yoga. In Tantra, the path towards liberation passes precisely through the heart, which is to be consciously opened to the others. In other words, you can make your dreams come true without abandoning yourself to the waves of passion, but submerging in a perfectly controlled way into this tumult. You can reach this by acting with a respectful prudence, with an open mind, and at the same time by employing certain esoteric keys that will allow you to control the subtle energies of the human being. Let's take sexuality, for example. If you would succeed in controlling the huge energy, you would still be very sexual, and yet you would be able to do this without losing your control over the impulses and desires of a lower frequency vibrations. Among these lower, more primary, carnal, degraded vibratory frequencies, we can mention jealousy, possessiveness, or vulgar lustfulness. For men, the entire art of Tantra is to animate and to keep avoiding ejaculation, to slow the rhythm of movement, to maintain himself very close to the point of no return, but in a safe zone, maintaining, extending, and amplifying in this way the spiritual energy. This avoiding to lose control is in fact the transmutation of the seed into energy, and the sublimation of the resulted energies into more elevated forms, for purposes such as vitality, refined erotic experiences, pure will, effectivity, superior intuition, power of mental concentration, abnegation to be in fusion with the Absolute. Acting in this way, the man becomes an incarnation of Shiva, the male universal principle, the father of the entire creation. For women, the tantric art is to give themselves to their lovers in an aware and loving way, being the material manifestation of the mysterious energy of the universe, Shakti, or the mother of the entire creation. Thanks to this transfiguration, both lovers can reach a profound feeling of secret peace and inner calm. By elevating their inner state, they surpass the rush, the insecurity, or the stress. Now they fight for nothing, and they accept with detachment and lucidity all that is offered to them by life. Once this state is reached, it becomes easily possible to make love for hours whilst maintaining a state of meditation all the time. Tantra cannot be reduced only to sex. In fact, Tantra is an inner spiritual attitude. Many men are tempted by it, but as it is said, many come, but few are chosen. To understand Tantra and then to wisely practice it, you need an open mind, intelligence, and courage. These qualities are extremely rare for the epoch we are living in, a period of spiritual decline, Kali Yuga. Here is the reason why nowadays so few men are capable of practicing Tantra, even though many men imagine that they can. The indispensable condition for a veritable tantric practice is a correct information of the techniques, methods of approach, as well as the presence of a tantric master to continuously supervise your progress. Tantra and sexology. Nobody will succeed to obtain perfection by using difficult and dull methods. Perfection can easily be obtained using the most satisfying of all desires, Kulanava Tantra. Though these two sciences have different objectives, one spiritual and the other scientific, they often meet in an amazing manner. The horizontal study of sexology does not get as close to the spiritual or vertical magic aspect of sexuality, which is specific to Tantra. Sexology is a medical science of the sex, which studies its physical and psychic aspects and dysfunctions. From the tantric point of view, sex is considered to be the brain where the alchemical transformations of the sexual matter into energy take place. Tantra starts from the point where sexology ends. Even so, sexology often describes certain special orgasmic experiences similar with those described by Tantra yoga. According to contemporary sexology and the tantric tradition, in order to obtain a profound sexual harmony in couple and to refine the love experience, it is recommended to consider the following elements: suppressing sexual taboos, not to suppress sexual taboos, being very aware of everything, such as sensations, energies, and feelings related to the sexual organs, aspiration towards a spiritual kind of eroticism by stimulating the tension of the libido, physical and psychic sexual auto-stimulation, training and practicing neuromuscular relaxation, understanding and practicing control techniques for the sexual muscles, active participation of the woman in lovemaking. Do not forget that 1 gram of practice is worth tons of theories. Let us perform a meditation on the state of simultaneous orgasm at the level of Manipura and Vishuddha chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: on the state of simultaneous orgasm at the level of Manipura and Vishuddha chakra. Let us begin. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.